Ladies and gentlemen, those of you from this world and the next, it gives me great pleasure to present the Satanic Player Society, traveling sideshow of the macabre. Join us as we bring you wonders from the abyss, pros from the shadows, and tales of horror and madness. Now, it brings me great joy to introduce tonight's performers, each bringing their own skills and talents to the show. Please be standing and give a round of applause for Alec, a human cannibal. He knows no fear. Watch as he launches himself in fire and flames, through bricks and mortar, beneath stirring the fate of bravery. Or, ladies and gentlemen, is it insanity? Elizabeth the Mermaid. Oh, she comes with grace and agility as she swaps her ocean home for our very own arena. She also comes with a bite ripping to shreds. Erin, the equestrian falter. Witness the perfect union of woman and sting, leaping and jumping for your enjoyment. Not one to be taken for granted, folks. She will quickly trample you underfoot if you engage her. Gregory, the psychic. Come with him and gaze into the mystic portal. He can see your future. He can see your past and present. He can also foretell your doom. Jesse, the roustabout. She tightens our ropes. She builds the stage in which we stand, and she mends the canvas. She also hides the bodies. Michael Anthony, the descendant of Dr. Lau. He is ancient. He is magical. He has many faces to reflect your soul. But be careful before you look. What you see may bring your downfall. Good evening, one and all. Tonight, we have a very special show for you. From the twisted mind of M.R. Stover, we bring you a tale of love, betrayal, incest, and chicken sandwiches. It is our privilege and pleasure to bring you part one of the Bill Kills series, Dead and Rotting Things.
Wow, I cannot believe how fast he went down when you hit him with the shovel.
And to think, you dissolved all that Benadryl into his bourbon. And that old fucker had to have been on his ninth drink.
I know, all that trouble when all it would have taken was just one whack.
He sure does hit hard for a drunken loser.
Oh, brother dear, come here so sister can kiss it all better.
Now that father is dead, we can finally be together.
Yes, brother, but first you have to finish burying him.
You hear that, you greedy fat fuck? You should have just bought me that new car. You should have given Susan that nice new ring. All that money. And you wanted us to work?
I swear! When I get out of here, I'm going to whip your sorry asses all the way to hell! If it's the last thing I...
Oh, Robbie, we did it! That old bastard is gone and buried.
Let's go tell Mother. She'll be so pleased.
So stuffy in here. Goddamn double-crossing kids. I swear when I get out of here, I'm going... I can't breathe. I'm going to kill them. I'm gonna...
Hey, Bill, oh Bill, it's time to wake up now.
What? Where am I?
You tell me, Bill.
We're in my study. That's my chair you're sitting on, and that's my suit you're wearing.
Yes, Bill, and?
What? Why, this is my house, and that's my bourbon you're drinking. Who the devil are you?
Yes, Bill. Who the devil am I? Why, I am THE devil. Satan, Lucifer, the Prince of Darkness. Old Scratch, at your service.
Why am I here? Why are you here? Holy shit. This is hell. I'm in hell, talking to the devil, in my own study, watching him drink my bourbon.
Actually, Bill, you're up there, dead and rotting. Well, most of you. I brought a piece of you down here so we can chat. Want a drink?
Why the hell not?
There, that's better. Do you miss this, Bill? Your life? Your money, the whiskey, and nights here all alone with that stack of dirty magazines you keep in this drawer?
Well, yeah, I do. Mostly. My kids are shitheads, and I'm pretty sure my wife is sleeping with everybody else but me. Why? Why do you ask?
Because, Bill, I want to make a deal. See, your shithead kids are fucking each other and spending your money, especially now that those two buried you alive. And your wife, well, she's with the governor, whose agenda is going to take this world back to places none of us are going to want. Remember the Dark Ages, Bill?
No, not really.
Well, you should have paid more attention in history class, you dope. They weren't fun, and I worked too hard in the Renaissance for that shit to come back. Plus, I've got a bit of a bucket list for you to take care of. Stuff that I don't have time for right now. What do you say, Bill? Want to make a deal?
Well, what do you want me to do? And what do I get out of it?
You get to kill your kids, and your wife, and the governor. He has to die.
What's this bucket list?
I'm glad you asked. I need you to kill Lonnie the truck driver. He does bad things to other people at those truck stops. Then you have to kill Clarice. She does things to the children at the daycare she works at. Then you have to buy Jonesy a pizza. He's a bit simple, but he killed his neighbor for me. The man had it coming. The things he got away with.
Well, you got a deal.
Excellent. Let's drink on it. Renfield will be right there to wake you up. She'll take care of you. And Bill...
Yes?
Say something nice about her bangs.
This is where Master says the body is. You stink, mister. Time to wake you up. Open wide.
Oh, shit! What the fuck is going on?
You've been dead and rotting for a year. Your shithead kids buried you alive so they could have your money. You made a deal with Master, remember? Here, you need this to live.
I do?
Yep, you're fueled by raw meat and alcohol. Here, eat this. You'll start getting rid of the rot and stop stinking so bad.
Oh, that's me?
What did you think it was, me?
Yeah.
Funny, mister.
Nice bangs.
Thanks. Now, drink up. We have shit to do. Let's go.
If you're looking for comedy that's not made for the masses, listen to The Devil's Mischief on RadioFreeSatan.com. No predictable hack comedians, no shock jocks, but every week, a unique hour of carnal comedy clips and netherworld novelty tours.
Rather than just slapping it in their face, you know, rather than mushroom stamping them on the nose with this zap.
This guy's still talking about his cock!
Whiskey?
Yes.
We're going to kill Clarice first. Her apartment is over there. There's a wood axe in the back of the truck.
Oh, goody!
Up these steps, right here at this door.
Hello? Who is it?
Chinese Delivery, ma'am. We bought you Egg Foo Young.
Oh, I love Egg Foo Young. Phew, that smells horrible. You said you...
Hello, Clarice.
Oh, Jesus. You're...
dead?
Good job, Bill. I think she's dead. Say, there's a bottle of vodka in that cupboard. Why don't you go refuel while I go look for something?
Sure thing. What is that?
Kevlar body armor, a C4 vest. Clarice, aside from being a horrible daycare worker, was also in cahoots with your widow's honey bunny.
The governor? What the fuck is going on here, Renfeld?
We'll see soon enough. First, we order Jonesy's pizza. Hey, Mick. Send Jonesy a large pep. Yeah, it's me. put it on my tab? Thanks, Mick. Drink up, Bill. We've got a shithead truck driver to kill.
Pass the bread, please, Mother.
Of course, dear. Honey, are you pregnant?
No, not yet.
It's not from lack of trying.
No need to be coarse at the dinner table, son.
Yes, Governor, sir.
As much as we need your sister to get pregnant, the less we speak of it, the more we can claim it was a divine birth from a virgin.
Oh, the world will hardly be the same in a few weeks, much less in 9 months.
Susan, dear, we need to speak of that less than you and your brother's fornications.
May we be excused, Mother?
Of course, my dear.
Thank you. Let's go, Susan.
Do you think that our plan is really going to work?
Well, of course. We have thousands of followers on the inside, close to the controls and the silos, all of them willing to rapture themselves against the nuclear warheads, government buildings, and all public service stations. We can rise up from the ashes and declare the world ours in the name of God. And once Susan has her baby, we can tell them all that it is the second coming.
Yes, dear, we can start this wretched world anew. I just worry that the children won't fulfill their part.
Don't worry, dear. They are 100% on board with us.
You're right, of course.
Of course I am. To us.
Are we really going to go through with this, Sue?
Yeah, we have to. There are too many things in place already. The only thing we can do is play the part of good little boys and girls, ride the wave, and hide in the bunker when the world hits the shit fan.
When are we going to kill them?
After they take control of the world. Once they're nice and established, we can move in and do them both like we did Daddy Dearest.
What do we do until then?
You come here and help me with this divine birth.
Good idea, sis.
Is that his truck up ahead?
Yeah. He shouldn't be hauling right now. He should be on the road heading home, not stopped at a chicken go.
Is that him inside?
Yeah. And what's he doing? Ordering food for an army?
Looks like it. Do you see the size of that box they just gave him? That has to be the biggest damn box of chicken I've ever seen.
That crazy bastard must be hauling a truckload of suicide bombers.
Suicide bombers?
Yeah, the governor's goons want to make the world go post-apocalyptic.
That fucking asshole!
Time to stop them, Bill. I'll hit the gas station and get you a beer. Here comes Lonnie. Showtime.
I'm gonna take your chicken, Lonnie!
Help! A monster!
Let's get your keys and open the back of that truck and feed your lunatics.
Yay! Chicken sandwiches!
Chicken time, motherfuckers! Chicken time! Chicken time! All dead, you crazy, suicide bombing, chicken sandwich eating lunatics.
Damn, Bill. Here's some beer. Let's get you out of here and head over to your old place. We have to stop the governor.
Robbie, you're the best.
And the only.
And the only. Now, who could that be?
That looks like Dad.
Don't joke, Robbie. Dad's been dead and rotting for over a year now.
Well, he certainly looks like he's been dead and rotting. He's got an axe and he's covered in blood.
Well, I guess the governor's guards are going to have to stop him, whoever he is.
Secure the building. Shit, he's at the front door.
What's going on, Sue?
I don't know.
Look out, wherever you are. I'm coming to get you, brother fucker. Sister fucker!
Oh my God, Robbie, it is him!
Don't worry, Sue. I'll stop him.
Make sure no one gets in.
I killed you once, old man. I could kill you again.
Ha ha, sister fucker.
Motherfucker!
Ungrateful little wretches!
What's going on up there?
I don't know, but my men will take care of it.
What happened?
I don't know. You're the
devil. Why, yes, I am. Now tell me, Governor, what exactly do you think you're doing?
We're setting the world to right.
Oh, yeah? What makes you think you can do that to my world?
You abomination!
Abomination? I ought to kill you myself. But I promised one of my agents he could do it. Come on in, Bill.
Bill?
Hi, honey. Did you miss me?
That's your ex?
Kill them, Bill.
Gladly.
Here you go. Man, is it good to be back in my study.
Thanks for the drink, Bill.
Now that you're back, what are you going to do?
Drink it till I'm normal. Enjoy my life.
You know, there are more of the governor's wackos out there.
Call me if you need me to take a whack at them.
Will do, Bill.
Cheers, gentlemen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.